This is the reading for November 11th, Hosea chapter 7. When I heal Israel, Israel's sin will go away, and so will Samaria's evil. They cheat a lot. Thieves break into houses and robbers are in the streets. It never enters their minds that I remember all their evil deeds. The bad things they do are all around them. They are right in front of me. They make the king happy with their wickedness. Their rulers are glad with their lies. But all of them are traitors. They are like an oven heated by a baker. While he mixes the dough, he does not need to stir up the fire. The kings get so drunk, they get sick every day. The rulers become crazy with wine. They make agreements with those who do not know the true God. They burn like an oven. Their hearts burn inside them. All night long, their anger is low, but when morning comes, it becomes a roaring fire. All these people are as hot as an oven. They burn up their rulers. All their kings fall, and no one calls on me. Israel mixes with other nations. He is like a pancake cooked only on one side. Foreign nations have eaten up his strength, but he doesn't know it. Israel is weak and feeble like an old man, but he doesn't know it. Israel's pride will cause their defeat. They will not turn back to the Lord their God or look to him for help in all this. Israel has become like a pigeon, easy to fool and stupid. First they call to Egypt for help, then they run to Assyria. When they go, I will catch them in a net. I will bring them down like birds from the sky. I will punish them countless times for their evil. How terrible for them because they left me. They will be destroyed because they turned against me. I want to save them, but they have spoken lies against me. They do not call to me from their hearts. They just lie on their beds and cry. They come together to ask for grain and new wine, but they really turn away from me. Though I trained them and gave them strength, they have made evil plans against me. They did not turn to the Most High God. They are like a loose bow that can't shoot. Because their leaders brag about their strength, they will be killed with swords, and the people in Egypt will laugh at them. Hosea chapter 8. Put the trumpet to your lips and give the warning. The enemy swoops down on the Lord's people like an eagle. The Israelites have broken my agreement and have turned against my teachings. They cry out to me, "Our God, we in Israel know you." But Israel has rejected what is good, so the enemy will chase them. They choose their own kings without asking my permission. They choose their own leaders, people I did not know. They made their silver and gold into idols, and for all this they will be destroyed. I hate the calf-shaped idol of Israel. I am very angry with the people. How long will they remain unclean? The idol is something a craftsman made. It is not God. Israel's calf-shaped idol will surely be smashed to pieces. Israel's foolish plans are like planting the wind, but they will harvest a storm. Like a stalk with no head of grain, it produces nothing. Even if it produced something, other nations would eat it. Israel is eaten up, the people are mixed among the other nations and have become useless to me. Israel is like a wild donkey all by itself. They have run to Assyria. They have hired other nations to protect them. Although Israel is mixed among the nations, I will gather them together. They will become weaker and weaker as they suffer under the great king of Assyria. Although Israel built more altars to remove sin, they have become altars for sinning. I have written many teachings for them, but they think the teachings are strange and foreign. The Israelites offer sacrifices to me as gifts and eat the meat, but the Lord is not pleased with them. He remembers the evil they have done, and he will punish them for their sins. They will be slaves again as they were in Egypt. Israel has forgotten their Maker and has built palaces. Judah has built many strong walled cities, but I will send fire on their cities and destroy their strong buildings.
Chapter 2.
Tell believers to live the kind of life that goes along with accurate teachings. Tell older men to be sober. Tell them to be men of good character, to use good judgment, and to be well-grounded in faith, love, and endurance. Tell older women to live their lives in a way that shows they are dedicated to God. Tell them not to be gossips or addicted to alcohol, but to be examples of virtue. In this way, they will teach young women to show love to their husbands and children, to use good judgment, and to be morally pure. Also, tell them to teach young women to be homemakers, to be kind, and to place themselves under their husband's authority. Then no one can speak evil of God's word. Encourage young men to use good judgment. Always set an example by doing good things. When you teach, be an example of moral purity and dignity. Speak an accurate message that cannot be condemned. Then those who oppose us will be ashamed because they cannot say anything bad about us. Tell slaves who are believers to place themselves under their master's authority in everything they do. Tell them to please their masters, not to argue with them or steal from them. Instead, tell slaves to show their masters how good and completely loyal they can be. Then they will show the beauty of the teachings about God our Savior in everything they do. After all, God's saving kindness has appeared for the benefit of all people. It trains us to avoid ungodly lives filled with worldly desires so that we can live self-controlled, moral, and godly lives in this present world. At the same time, we can expect what we hope for, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave Himself for us to set us free from every sin and to cleanse us so that we can be His special people who are enthusiastic about doing good things. Tell these things to the believers. Encourage and correct them using your full authority. Don't let anyone ignore you.